Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Welcome to the More Than Sleep Show. It's Wednesday, and I'm back after a little bit of a hiatus. My husband told me today I should call this season two, so why not? Today I want to talk about newborn sleepy signs because those are confusing, right? How do you tell that you're newborn sleepy? Because I'll tell you, it gets a lot easier to know around that 4-5 month mark. Sleepy's quite obvious because they almost fall into that rhythm. But newborns are a bit of a mystery in more ways than one. So let's start with awake times. The awake time for a newborn, and I think you've heard me say this, is only around 45 minutes, and that includes a feed. And when I'm speaking of newborns, I mean 0 to 3 months. So that's the newborn period, okay? So 45 minutes, that's not very long. So the timing, step one, you'll know, like, look at your watch, shoot, they're probably getting tired. But you kind of, the starting is that their little eyebrows get kind of red, red-rimmed eyes even underneath. That might be a warning sign, like, uh-oh, she's getting tired. Same if she's, like, not really looking at you, she's kind of dazing off. That could mean that she's tired too. The telltale sign is they are starting to get fussy. And what I mean by that is not hysterical crying. And that happens a lot in the evening with newborns. And that often is because they're overtired and it's cumulatively collected throughout the day. And they cry and they cry and they fuss in the evenings. But fussy, they're starting to cry. If you are starting to have to do a song and dance for your newborn, or any baby for that matter, they're tired, right? If all of a sudden they aren't content sitting with you, laying under their play mat, and you're having to like walk and bounce and jump on the ball and shush in their ear, they're tired, right? And they're fussing, that doesn't mean hungry. Fussing in a newborn doesn't always mean I'm hungry, feed me mom. It could mean I'm ready for sleep. Right? And that's so hard as a mom to differentiate the two. So if you know she's fed, you know she's changed, and she's starting to fuss and need more attention to stay content, that's time for sleep. That is the biggest takeaway from today. If you miss that window and the fussing escalates, it's harder to settle them. So don't put her down at the very first yawn because that's a struggle. And don't wait until it escalates into hysterical crying because that's really hard too. If that happens, I would feed her again. You know, feed her again. It's almost like a reset. And that might help bring things down and then put her down. But if she's arching her back, her fists are closed, she's mad, she's rigid, she's too tired. So not tired enough is like her eyebrows are starting to get red, red-rimmed eyes, maybe one yawn, she's staring off into space. Uh-oh, yeah, I got to start thinking about sleep with your newborn. I'd maybe nurse her again, top her up and fill her belly. Maybe not, depending on when's the last time she fed. But when she escalates and all of a sudden you've got to bounce on that bouncy ball to keep her happy, she's tired. She is ready for sleep and put her down. That's usually the window. If all of a sudden it escalates to the point where she is arching, she's rigid, she's closed her fist and she's hysterical, it's going to be extremely hard to put her down for a nap. And what I would do is I would nurse her again because I find that brings them back to baseline. It might be short, but it'll at least calm her and then try for sleep. So I hope that helped. Newborns are a mystery, and we are across Canada. We're registered nurses, and we are here to help you with your newborn. We have an hourly postpartum rate where we will come in and help with any feeding issue, because if there is a feeding issue, your baby's not going to sleep. And we see the common ones a lot with supply and tongue ties. We'll come in, we'll take a look and make sure. So we have an hourly rate, plus we have a newborn package, a one visit and a two visit package. And we're happy to help you. And if you just have a question about your newborn, just comment here and I'll watch it throughout the day. DM me or message me on Facebook and I will get back to you. So I hope everybody has a good Wednesday. The sun is shining. The snow is coming in Calgary, so that's going to look good because I only have sandals. I put all my boots away. But I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to see a mama and a baby this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to it. So I hope you all have a fantastic day, and I will see you Monday morning where we're going to talk more about sleep. See you guys.